This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. You're listening to the UAE's number one talk radio station.
This is Afternoons on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Helen Farmer with you in conversation with Cordelia Henry, founder of Pearlescence. She says the best thing to invest in is yourself. Why self-love can lead to financial freedom. Cordelia Henry in the studio. She is the founder of Pearlescence. She calls herself a tribe builder, devoted to helping ambitious women earn more money. She says self-love is the key to financial freedom. Tell me more, Cordelia. Actually, we're going to delve into it properly because you've got some really fascinating insights on this. And of course, advice for anyone listening today. But can I ask you a little bit about why you call yourself a tribe builder? What do we need to know about you and what you do to understand what we're talking about today?
Well, Helen, I started my career in 1983. Very young, which I'm not. Very black, which I still am. And very much female. Thankfully, that's not changed. And so for me, I was really feeling inadequate, not very confident. And I just felt that I didn't fit in because of those reasons I've just explained. Mm. And one of the things that I did was to obviously pray, go back to my mum, the mother source, who really gave me the confidence that I needed. But more importantly, I got together with like-minded people who came around me and encouraged me and motivated me and gave me inside thoughts and experiences that helped me go into the boardroom and really feel like I belonged. In addition to that, I started exercising. I've been exercising for the last 40 years.
Why do you think that's such a crucial part of your success? What do you think it gives you that nothing else does?
It's that feeling of inner strength. When you lift those weights and you can see that you're getting stronger and stronger every single time you do a rep, it's just giving you that feeling of, I can do this.
Capability, confidence.
Yes. And as women, we constantly feel that we are not enough. So having that external confirmation, just simply by being able to do something you didn't think you could do, mm-hmm. is helped me so much.
Now, we'll move on to the activity and exercise. This is a big part of what you do with women. But I wondered, you mentioned off air that something happened to you yesterday.
And
I wanted
Do you mind? Yeah, no, let me share
Come
it
on,
with everyone.
It
So yesterday, it was a real jam sandwich. I got up at 5:30. I left home at 6:15. I did the gym. I came back. I went to an event that Helen, both of us were at.
That's right.
I then left that, came back to my home office, did a stack of work. And then I had to jet out and have an appointment with a real estate agent because we're looking at actually downsizing. But downsizing is really not what's happening. But anyway, that's another story.
Okay.
So as I'm on my way to this appointment, I'm quite, you know, buoyant and happy. It's exciting. I've got a whole team of people waiting for me. RTA bus decides to give me a jam sandwich, i.e. just close me in a gap.
Oh gosh.
I then have to come out of the car and express that it's not my fault. After about 45 minutes, the driver lovingly agrees that it's his fault. I am thankfully I'm in Dubai. I've got the app. I didn't know what it was because I was too frazzled. I rang a friend and I said, what is the thing you do when
now
you
what?
Have an accident? Yeah. I've been here 25 years. I've never had an accident. And so he sent me the link, downloaded it, took my pictures. And there I went to my appointment, came back.
Are you okay?
Home. I'm fine. Yeah, just the car's a little bit damaged. Okay. But yeah, all good. Thank God. Came back home at about 8:30. The little one, actually, she's 18. She's like, oh, my God, I'm making a maggot sandwich. We had too many maggots in the fridge. We have a beautiful house, but it was like in the lettuce.
Won't tell you
where we got it from. But yes, perhaps a little bit out of date. And so dealt with that cry for help. And at 8:30, that was it. I was done. Mm. And I knew that I had an opportunity to share with you, Helen, what it means to love oneself. And so I was awake at 3 a.m. this morning because I was still replaying the accident in my mind and what could have happened and what didn't happen. And I just couldn't get back to sleep. So I decided that I'd get up early for the gym, and then I felt the need to just pamper myself. And I rang my masseur. Her name's Judy. She's fabulous. And
shout
I said, Judy.
Judy.
Yeah. I said, Judy, are you available? She said, I've got to drop my daughter to school, but I'll be available at 9 a.m. I sent my PA over to her. She came and I had an hour and a half under her tender hands, which is what I'm going to suggest you do, Helen.
Oh, well, you might hear my voice is definitely giving out. So if Judy can provide some honey, lemon, ginger, then that would be an absolute dream combination. So this idea of self-love, I find a really interesting one to kind of unpick because it means different things to different people.
Yeah.
And I think there has been this idea. And actually, I think the massage is a kind of a blurry line because a lot of people are like, well, you know, it's pedicures and manicures, but not. So, like, for example, I had a busy day yesterday and I'd booked myself in last night for a kind of a session of sound meditation and breathing. And I really wanted to stay on the sofa last night and I made myself go and then I came home and I went to bed. And I'm really, really grateful that I did. So it can look like, but self-love can be going to bed early. You know, it can be, and you know, having a sit down and having a difficult conversation that you've been putting off. It takes so many different forms. We're going to talk about the problem, the solution, the formula next with Cordelia Henry. She's the founder of Pearlescence. We're also going to be talking about financial freedom, how maybe doing investing in yourself could lead to what Cordelia talks about, swimming in pools of money. Yes, please. Cordelia Henry is in the studio. Cordelia is the founder of Pearlescence, and she says self-love is the key to financial freedom. So I wanted to ask you, what problem did you identify, Cordelia? You know, why do you feel like, you know, financial success can be so elusive to women?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm talking from experience. For many, many years, Helen, I would focus on being Miss Perfect. Because when I was perfect, then I would be accepted by everyone that I thought wouldn't accept me because I was a little bit different. I also looked at investment opportunities. By the age of 26, I owned 3 houses in the UK. And I was always interested in relationships. I wasn't looking for Mr. Right, but I certainly had a tick list of what I was looking for. But what I was neglecting was the important asset that I walked around with day in, day out. And that was the relationship I was in with myself. Mm. When Cordelia finally discovered that for her to be financially free, it wasn't all of these external factors. It was about how I was feeling about me, the relationship I had with myself, how I showed up for Cordelia, what I thought of myself.
How do you think that tied into around the kind of psychology of money? Did you feel like you were undeserving of money?
I did feel like I was not enough. And that was a mantra that I felt I wasn't alone with. When I spoke to more and more women, I felt that they shared the same feeling of constantly wanting to give, but not feeling very comfortable with actually receiving. And so their system left them feeling short all the time. And that was what was going on for me, definitely.
So that was the switch then. You realised that you were kind of neglecting your most important asset, which was yourself. So investing in yourself.
Exactly.
What does that look like? Because, I mean, we're not necessarily just talking about money investment. We're talking about time, attention, care. How did you start to look into that?
Well, I decided when I was in Malaysia that I would spend time in my physical presence. And
what
I was
does that
encouraged.
Mean?
Well, I was encouraged by a lady who was Chinese. She was an older lady. I was about 28 at the time. And she said to me that external things would fade, but it was the beauty that I had within that I needed to treasure. And so she told me that it was time to do Tai Chi, which I used to do. Time to just take time to meditate. I had always been a praying woman, but just being silent wasn't something that I was used to. So that was really important. And she helped me to just look after myself in terms of my physical needs. When I was feeling tired, to go for that extra, you know, massage or swim. Mm-hmm. And that was the beginning of my journey. But it's now evolved much more into self-development. So I've done a series of different programs over the last 40 years, ranging from inner healing work, sound healing, dealing with childhood wounds, which is really, really important. And just making sure that I surround myself with like-mindedness.
This is what we're going to come to after 1:30, about how to find your tribe. Because at the event we were talking about yesterday, it was about female empowerment, and almost everyone on the panel just said, you know, by finding someone I can talk to, by finding people that I can be my true, authentic self with, I feel safe enough to take risks, to feel seen. But it can be easier said than done. I mean, I just did a reel on Instagram recently that it got a bit of interest and then it exploded over the weekend. It's had about 500,000 views and it's all about like how to make friends in Dubai. Because, you know, whether you've been here recently or you've been here, you know, 25, 20 years, it's transient. You know, these connections can fray and fade and change. So to be able to find people, as you said, that your like-minded tribe can be a real, real key to success. We've had a number of questions for you. One saying here, your guest is talking about self-love, but what about women who aren't working or who don't have their own money? We're going to come to that as well. And Vanessa's talking about refinding your tribe. What if you are an introvert? Good question, Vanessa. Cordelia Henry is in the studio, founder of Pearlescence. She calls herself a tribe builder and says that self-love, investing in yourself, is the real key to financial freedom. Now, Cordelia, I was listening to a podcast the other day that made me think of you and what we were talking about today. And it was a businessman, entrepreneur called Daniel Priestley. And he was saying, if you've only got $100 to invest every month, that's all you could be potentially investing, how should you spend it to ultimately be absolutely loaded? And his take was, you invest that in your relationships. You take someone out for coffee. You use that time to say, you know, put together a dinner for three people that could connect, that you can learn from. And I was like, I bet Cordelia would like that philosophy. You've got a big smile.
I certainly have, Helen. And my reason for smiling is your net worth, right, comes from your network. And I have, over the years, built what I call core circles of women that have stood around, sat around, leaned on each other, and really helped each other to do life. Now, when we were created, God put us into a family, okay? And some of the families we were put into weren't great. Some of them were lovely. But when you become an adult and you get an opportunity to choose a family that you would like to hang with, this is what I feel as women we need as our girl family. We need a girl that will give us access to opportunities. She may be the person that says, send your children to this particular school because I found out the headmaster is fabulous. She may be the one that says to you, there's a house that's up for, you know, let around the corner from you. It's half the price of what you're paying now. So she's all about how can she help you. Mm-hmm. The next type of person would be a woman that's got shared interests. So you do remember the days that we could fit into our bikinis, Helen, and we would go on holiday. I never did the 18 to 30, but I did a few of the Spain. Say no more.
But the girls
that we would like just hang out with, they liked going on holiday. They liked reading. They liked having a glass of, you know, Coca-Cola, because obviously Coca-Cola works. But whatever the shared interest was, you came together and you enjoyed it. Mm. There's also a woman who I call her Google on legs. She's full of information. She just loves to share her knowledge with you. That type of woman is special. The other woman, the fourth woman that you really do need in your life, is a woman that really supports you. Now, many of you can probably identify with that, because there's someone who takes the tears, takes the laughter, and she's there for you. And last but not least, a woman that can influence you, that can mentor you, that can say to you, step in this path, my darling, because I've stepped there and this is what happened with me. So I believe if you have those five relationships up and alive and running in the time zone and the country that you live in. So it's no point having your childhood friends. They don't get it. They don't get the Dubai traffic and all of the challenges that come with living overseas in an expat. Mm. Set up your local relationships. Surround yourself with those women that can really feed you and you feed them. And that's how you will always be wealthy.
Cordelia Henry with us today. Now, Vanessa's asked a question which kind of ties into what I was going to ask, which is how do I identify these women? And Vanessa's point is, I would love to hear about introverts in business and tribe building. Hear so much about picking up the phone, reaching out to people, building a personal brand, but it's not so easy for introverts. Fair point. What would you say to that?
Vanessa, my darling, I'm telling you now, you are top dollar. Why are you top dollar? Because as extroverts, we talk a lot. We don't listen very well. And by the time that we've stopped to listen, the person that we're actually wanting to listen to has felt that they're not important and they just literally walk away from us. It's the introverts that are the great networkers, are the great tribe builders. They listen, they're empathetic, they take time to analyze. Yes, admittedly, they do it within. But certainly, when they've thought through something and they're ready to speak, that is the power of being an introvert. And where would you find them? Well, I suggest you look at your phone and you pick all the numbers of people that are on your phone and you call them. And you just have a how are you phone call conversation with them. Don't ask them for anything. Don't tell them anything. Just ask them the question, how are you? And by doing that, you'll be in that spirit of giving. When you're in the spirit of giving, what will you get? You'll receive. You'll receive much more than you've ever given. And that is the power of self-love. It's giving to yourself first, actually. I'm British, so I believe in tea. Let me give you the analogy, right?
Go on.
As an English person, we always have tea. And therefore, I believe that you should only give from the tea saucer, not the teacup. Fill the teacup first and give the overflow, i.e. what's in the saucer, to others.
It doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come.
It doesn't.
One of my best friends was just WhatsApping me this morning. We were talking about some issues we're having with our daughters and kind of friendship dynamics, which I started to realise was quite challenging. And she was saying, we're just raised to be little people pleasers. You know, we're raised to want to be liked. We're not raised to ask for help or be an inconvenience. And I was like, oh, that hits hard.
Yes, but where does that change? That changes in how the mother sees herself.
Mm-hmm.
If you are not showing up as the best version of yourself, what do you think you're emanating? What energy are you giving to those daughters and sons that you're raising?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not good enough and I've got to please everybody in order to be accepted. So the change has to start with us as parents, both mothers and fathers.
Oh, I love it. Cordelia Henry in the studio with us today. Cordelia Henry believes the key to financial freedom lies in self-love. The most valuable investment is the one you make in yourself. And crucially, finding a tribe of like-minded women, if you are indeed a woman, is a fabulous way to get the support that you need. You've even been doing some retreats. You were in Mount Kenya last year. Why do you feel like it's important to sometimes get out of your daily routine and headspace and physical space?
Well, I believe that when you can actually retreat from the things that are familiar with to you, you get time to actually listen and experience what's going on inside of you. And so when I did Mount Kenya, I was petrified, Helen. I don't do heights. I don't do the outdoors. I certainly am terrified of wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is that I really got connected to my spiritual self. And it was just in nature that was free, was all around me, that I was able to experience what it meant to be in love with Cordelia. Oh. The crispness of the air, just the solitude of the breath. And it was freezing up there.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've done now is I've brought that same experience to Dubai and I invite women to come on Hike and Heal Saturdays with me.
Hike and Heal sounds
yes.
amazing.
And it's not heels as in...
I hope not. High heels.
High heels. No Louis Vuittons, darlings. But certainly just being able to have a lovely walk. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter about your capacity to hike. We'll pace it according to what you can do. But then coming back down and having time with like-minded women where we just connect. I have some therapy that I do that really helps you to open up, to be able to understand more about your wounding that is living with you.
Mm.
And obviously, what you do then go away with is that feeling of peace. And when you have that inner peace, Helen, that's when you can start seeing things differently.
Building things from there. Okay, we had a message here before saying re-self love, massage, etc. What about women who aren't working or don't have their own money? You mentioned nature there.
I certainly mentioned nature because it's all around us. And basically, it just requires you to have a little bit of enthusiasm. Put your trainers on and get out there.
Or go to the beach and take your trainers off. That's what I try and do.
Yes,
a couple of
grounding
mornings
is brilliant. Yep, I do that 5 days a week on the beach. But one thing I would suggest is something that you can do on a twice daily basis. My husband encouraged me to watch a program on Netflix called Ted Lasso.
Oh,
I refused 4 months. And then eventually one evening I sat down with him and I said, go on then, put it on. And there was a moment when Rebecca had to face a room full of investors who were all men older than her, with her ex-husband, who she absolutely detested. And what she did before she went out, she looked in front of the mirror and then she saw the bigger version of herself.
Power pose. She
and
was
the
in it.
Power poses and the self-talk that you can do on a daily basis happens when you brush your teeth. So I have a little gift for Helen and Chloe.
Okay,
and they're going to, I don't know if you want it now, Helen, but certainly
know.
I'm going to do a little, no, it's not a toothbrush. I'd have to give you an electric one, but it's a little gift.
Oh,
and you can't see it because obviously you're listening in. But after the show, Helen, Chloe and I, we're going to do some talking.
Oh gosh.
And I want you to just do this on a daily basis, my lovelies, twice a day. Look at the mirror and talk through who you are and why you're here. Just those two things. Who am I and why am I here?
Wow.
And you will find a change in your energy, a change in your perspective, and you will come away with a spirit of gratitude, I can assure you. Let Helen know how you've got on.
Oh my gosh. Okay, Cordelia. For anyone that wants to find out more about you, resources, I've had a message asking about hikes and heels. What's the best way of getting in touch? What can we share for contact details today?
I would suggest you have a look at my Instagram, and that is SOWSOWREAP. So that's so reap. And when you sow love into yourself and you sow again, guess what you're going to reap? Love.
Well, thank you so much. If you want to send me the word hike, make it easy, I'll happily send you Cordelia's Instagram. Thank you so much. Always an absolute pleasure. Invest in yourself, people. And thank you for downloading this episode of the Afternoons with Helen Farmer podcast. Don't forget, you can subscribe. You'll get direct to your phone as soon as it's out. And you can listen to me live on Dubai Eye 103.8, Monday to Friday between 2 and 5 p.m.
You've been listening to a Dubai Eye 103.8 podcast. To enjoy lots more from Dubai Eye in the United Arab Emirates, just go to dubaieye1038.com or find them wherever you normally get your podcasts.